Good afternoon from Top Fed Ag Marketing. This is Chris Robinson with today's closing grain comments for Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. No two ways about it, a disappointing day. We had December corn down 4 3/4 at 337.5. January beans down 6.5 at 967 3/4. Chicago wheat was the lone positive today, up 3 3/4 cents, 428 even. So what are we watching? Number one, you had liquidation. The funds have been long, about 45,000 contracts of soybeans as of last Tuesday's report. Yesterday's failure of the 102-day moving average accelerated more sales today. We made a six-week low in January beans, and that's the number one thing I think we were trading today. Also, you had a move lower in crude oil. Crude oil was down about $3 a barrel from its recent challenge of its two-year high last week. We had West Texas intermediate get up to $58 last week. We're trading around $55 today at the lows. So that's a second issue. And then thirdly, there's no real reason for these managed funds to cover their short positions yet in corn. The weather in South America remains non-threatening. So what do you do? Well, there are still hedges out there that we can place for clients if you're holding grain. Absolutely positively, if you're selling grain here at these levels, a lot of guys have got about another 2 weeks to go before they have to move grain or DP it. If you're paying 5 cents a month to store it, that's a much better math problem to sell it and re-own it. We can re-own that corn for about a penny to 2 cents a month for anywhere from 4 months to 8 months, 9 months. The call options are very, very inexpensive right now. It's a great way to re-own corn as opposed to holding on to it and hoping the prices go higher. If you are going to hold on to corn, though, you definitely need to maintain some sort of a floor underneath corn. If you look at the continuation chart for corn, there's still potentially another 25 or 30 cents of downside risk. What is that based on? Well, it's just based on looking at the chart. Nobody has a crystal ball. When people start looking for support on the charts, it's kind of like looking in the rearview mirror. So you can go all the way back to the last lows. That's what we're dealing with, unfortunately, in these markets. It's going to take some sort of weather issue in South America. For now, there have been no weather issues in South America. There's been plenty of rain down there. That could change in any 24-hour period. If you're looking for help, like I said, we have strategies. Wanted to talk real quick about cattle market. Friday, we have a cattle on feed report. We've had a very nice rally in the last 2 months. 80% of that rally was fueled by managed money who stepped in and wanted to own live cattle, especially. They're responsible for about 70-80% of the open interest in live cattle, about 30% of the open interest in feeder cattle. What does that mean? Well, if they need to liquidate those positions, that could put some more pressure on prices. So if you're a cattle producer, don't let these prices get away. Set a hedge. We still have about 72 hours before we get that report. Give us a call here, 877-TT-HEDGE. That's 877-884-3343. This is Chris Robinson. Have a good night.